Hey, what's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show right now, and I'm hanging out with Sarah Bareilles. Sarah, it's good to see you. You know, I heard pretty much like a similar story about Love Song and King of Anything. You were mad, maybe at the record label, maybe at a music critic, and you went back and wrote the songs.
Yes.
Do you worry that you've set like a really bad precedent? Like, the record label's like, now, oh, we know how to get a hit record out of Sarah, just f*** her off and...
Yeah, unfortunately, I do feel like that. So they know if they want to get me going, they just have to, you know, be an asshole. But no, you know, they did come about in a similar way. And I think it's, I definitely am someone who channels my frustration through music. And hopefully, it's better than going postal on people. And
no, absolutely, 100%. So are you a stubborn person, like in real life, out of the studio as well?
You know, I don't think so, but you should probably ask the people I hang around with.
Okay,
most of
all
time.
Right.
But I think I'm pretty open-minded most of the time, but I do have a stubborn streak. I don't like to be told no, and I don't like to be told what to do.
So. I think that's pretty obvious in the songs. Yeah. You know, it's funny, before I heard the story about Love Song, I thought it was about a guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, like, wait, all right, if you're going to tell a guy that you're not going to write him a love song, but you're writing him a song and acknowledging him anyways, isn't that kind of like...
I know. Maybe I'm... The joke's on me.
you said it. Yes, no.
Yeah, you know, I think... I don't know. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of worrying about that stuff. But yeah, it could be. Maybe the joke is on me. Maybe everyone's laughing.
But it obviously has worked out for you quite well.
Yeah, not so bad.
Absolutely. Kaleidoscope Heart is in stores now. And the next single is Uncharted. I watched the music video last night. Absolutely hilarious.
Oh, thanks.
You get all this footage back from your friends who happen to be also like names you probably know, like Josh Groban. And Josh Groban is singing into a banana. Like, like what'd you do when you watched that, like the first time you saw it?
Oh, I was laughing hysterically. That was the best part of this whole video was seeing the footage start to trickle in, and just seeing everyone's personality shining through. Josh was in Germany, I think, at the time, and that's all he had was like the fruit bowl in his hotel room. He's like, I'm gonna do the best I can, and that's what I got, which is some of my favorite footage.
Yeah, it came out so good. Keenan Cahill, of course, in the video as well. He's the 14-year-old that lip syncs to all the YouTube videos. Can you do me a favor, Sarah? Can you release his full? I know you released the outtakes, but can you release just Keenan's part? Like the whole song, just Keenan, and
yeah,
just put it online, please.
I'll have to ask him permission, but yes.
You have to like go. He's got like an agent now, like a manager, right?
Yes,
like
just, he does. He's
you can't just hit the kid up.
Yeah, I know. You got to go through his people.
Right. Talking about Uncharted, the second single from Kaleidoscope Heart. Correct me if I'm wrong again. It's kind of rooted in maybe a little bit of negativity as well, because you're talking about what people refer to in the music industry as like the sophomore slump.
Mm-hmm.
It's your second album, and you're kind of worried about if it's going to chart at all, if people are going to accept you.
That song is pretty literally about my writer's block, and I was having a tough time finishing any songs, you know, finishing any ideas to move forward and make the record, and that's how I got through it, was to sit down and write about all of those things that I was concerned about. And it is about fear and worrying that you're going down in flames, but you kind of have to just face those fears head on and keep walking forward and hope that you end up in the right place.
You know, there were some people that were a little fearful, musicians especially, of after all the events happened in Japan with the tsunami, of going over there and touring. You were not one of those people. Not only did you go over there and tour, but you went over and volunteered as well, which was pretty cool. Was there a conflict within your camp over whether you guys should go over and do that, given what was happening over there, or no?
There was definitely, I mean, people were nervous about it, and I myself included. What I realized in hindsight is that, especially in the States, the nuclear power plant news has overshadowed everything else so much. So everyone is so fearful of the radiation. And it's actually really skewed. It's a skewed idea of what's actually happening over there. There is a lot of the country that's untouched and totally fine. And, it's just, it's a shame. I think it got in the way and it made us really fearful. But we went forward anyway. We knew that we really wanted to be a part of, you know, the movement of artists that's still going to Japan and supporting that country. And and the volunteering experience was one of my favorite things I've ever done in my entire life. So, there was, to answer my long-winded answer is yes,
no.
There was some conflict, but we all agreed that it was a choice we wanted to make.
Wrapping up with Sarah Bareilles here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Okay, you're on tour with Sugarland right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, every now and then I do this. I'll throw it on Twitter like, hey, I'm talking with so-and-so. If you got any questions, let me know.
I saw you tweet about that.
Did you really?
I did.
So you really checked your Twitter. 2 million followers. I would think that like your at reply timeline is going like really quick.
It can be if I you know, post something. Sometimes it'll create a flurry of activity.
Right. I guess it depends. Right. Maybe I caught you at a good time then. So I posted that yesterday, and I usually don't use these questions, but I got a good one here. This is from mbot565, and he wanted me to ask, I tweeted Sarah that opening for Sugarland is like a 12-step program for swearing addicts like her. I'm rooting for her success. So you have quite the potty mouth. And I do. Sugarland does not, like, they're, you know, the wholesome country artists that we see on TV and hear on the radio.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think I definitely have already curbed my my bad habit.
Well, good luck with that, Sarah.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything else. Again, Kaleidoscope Hearts and Stores. Now, Ms. Sarah Bareilles, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.